maybe I'm just overlooking it because he's not Zion. He actually plays to his strengths. 37 points, 11 rebounds, 4 assists. But the guy is...
Come on.
The guy is... He's averaging 30 points a game, 11.5 rebounds, shooting 65% from the floor. And you know what? Brian Gesalter said that, hey, the Warriors are a top three destination. Who's going to scoff at that? They are. They're in the mix on everything. Kevin Durant changed everything for this organization.
I think anyone saying they don't want Giannis sounds crazy to me. Like, it honestly sounds crazy to me.
Yeah,
I would love to hear from one person who's like, nope, I'm good.
I'm good off of Giannis.
Come on. just do this exercise in your head. What is Giannis making? $51
million? Yeah, we did the contract assessment.
Come into that $39 million or Giannis at $51 million. Like, come on. And I'm not even... a multi-time MVP, one of the faces of the league, would immediately catapult you into the Final Four of the NBA.
I mean, he would be fascinating.
Him versus Anthony Davis?
You know what?
Sign me up for that.
Here's the thing. You get the great player, and you worry about the spacing later. You know,
tinker the rest of the roster.
I'm just playing the other side here, saying what the cons could be, and there's not many cons. There's really not many cons. Now, will he take 11 seconds to shoot a free throw? Sure. Will he pull up from three sometimes and drive you crazy? Sure. Will it also take 2 steps from the 3-point line to dunk off somebody's head and wow the crowd? And you're like, damn. Defensively, he wouldn't even. I don't even think he cares about being the number one option. Defensively, he'd be blocking shots, rebounding, looking for stuff. Unbelievable.
This is the Kevin Garnett trade that they never got an opportunity to execute from back in the day. You all know what I'm talking about out there when we had all the assets and we tried to swing the deal for KG or Amari Stoudemire, and it just, for a variety of reasons, never happened.
So you could look at Chris Cohen for the KG deal. I'll just say that.
Okay.
He blew that one. You are listening to 95.7 The Game. KGMZ FM and HG1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station. Always live on the free Odyssey app. Why don't we just play the Philbo mic drop? That was always fun. That's our thing. Play Philbo mic or Guru. Time for the legal. Or Philbo mic. Come on, bro. Bonte, hit the
time
legal.
For the legal.
Or where's Philbo mic?
Was he in the A chair that day when he did that? That is just so good.
Bonte, before I pass you this, let's get legal.
Yeah, see? Zucci made. Where's Philbo mic? Where's Philbo? We don't utilize these drops enough.
It got to the point where we were using them a bunch, and judging by your reactions, I don't think you were feeling them as much back when we were doing them.
No, don't put it on us.
No, I'm just saying.
Don't put it on us.
It has nothing to do with us. It's you.
No, why? Why would I wasn't getting annoyed with Philbo?
No, you would give us a look back here. I'm just going to leave it at that.
No, well, Lubman would. You would play it, and then Lubman would get in my ear. Legal, legal, legal. I'm saying, dude.
Bonte, it's time for you to do the legal.
See, I like that. I like that.
And then time for the legal.
See, then I do the legal, and then we keep it moving.
B, I can't argue with you.
Can't.
Yeah, because you lose. No, I'm kidding. It's easy, man. I should have went to law school. I should have tried to go to law school. I should have took class seriously. Brian Gensheller.
I, Bonte Hill, will never lie to you ever again.
Then you shouldn't have gone to law school.
I should have took school seriously, man. I didn't. C's get degrees. if my daughter's out there listening, please don't take that seriously.
Shout out Broadcasting Communications.
Yes, Becca program. The best in the business. SF State, go Gators. Brian Gensheller believes that the Warriors dodged a bullet this offseason.
They dodged a bullet with George because those last 2 years you don't want to have to deal with of his contract. I can't say they dodged a bullet with Markkanen. I know that it's not going great for Utah. That's the plan in Utah for it not to go great. Mm. So that's kind of what they want. But till we see what is coming down the pike at the deadline, that's when we'll get an idea if the Warriors dodged a bullet or not.
So a couple things there.
It's really hard to dodge bullets.
I don't even want to play like that.
Shout out the Matrix.
Exactly. Dude, Keanu you beat Reeves. Me to it, dude.
Keanu Reeves.
God. Shout out Superman.
I think they did dodge a bullet with Paul George. I did.
Hasn't played yet?
I'm so happy. I'm so happy that it. Remember in real time, arguing about it. No. It's not even about that. It's just the things I've heard in Clipperland about Paul George and the diva tendencies. And I just, we have one podcast, with Draymond Green, I don't need two podcasts for podcast B and Draymond Green. It's too much to navigate. It's too much content for us. We're good with Draymond Green. We don't need Paul George's podcast. But two, he's just old. I don't know. I didn't think much of it. Marketing, we'll see. And Utah is taking. But another takeaway from that cut, you hear all the
Yeah, Guru wants stars. Yeah.
He's like Joe Stiney. Guru. Now, I know the boss man is in there. Full disclosure, I'll share this because I didn't even reply to him. I said, you're not going to kill my joy today.
What?
I don't know why it's little things with bosses that we all get annoyed about.
Okay.
Because, you know, one thing I noticed is you jump in with the well or a And I'm hearing all these M's from everybody else at the station. Now we're cleaning up it. Like, M's adds a little, it like emphasizes a point. It like adds like excitement. It's like, oh, I'm into this conversation. Wow. Without interrupting the guy. Now it's a problem. Like, listen to all the M's. We got like three M's. Look, y'all, it's top three destination. I'll play it again. Got the M's in this.
The Warriors have their own picks, and I just went fired up four good young players. Do you know, maybe Moody doesn't have the value that I think you'd like him to have. Jonathan Kuminga, I keep saying it, could be a star in this league. Like that, he has that kind of capability, and he's respected around the league in that way. The Warriors could certainly put some kind of package together to be able to do that. Now, again, players like Wagner and Suggs and Şengün and Jalen Green and Jabari Smith, another guy that I figured Houston would look to put forth in that deal because Giannis would take his position. Those guys may be, you know, so the package of two of those may be more attractive than what the Warriors can put together. But I will also say this, if Giannis ass out and wants to go somewhere, the Bucks have the kind of relationship with Giannis that they're not going to screw him on. They're going to, the Bucks are forward thinking group. That ownership group is, and they're going to want to look at this situation and say, you know what? We don't want stars to shy away from coming to Milwaukee because we screwed Giannis. So if Giannis would rather go to Golden State instead of Orlando, and we take a little bit less in the deal, but it's what works best and we look better to future players as having taken care of them, that may be something they want to do. So I do think that if he asks out, I think the Warriors are one of the three most viable destinations for him.
I heard two from Stiney and four or five from Guru.
Yeah. Even Stiney had one in there.
Stiney, don't make the Warriors better. I don't want to be happy.
It adds something. It's like I'm listening. It's my point of
I think in these situations, when I look at acquiring a Giannis Antetokounmpo, it would make Steph so happy. It would. Would it not?
It would. I mean, I want to see what this team, I don't like to get into it because of my position of like trade guys, because I like all these guys. But the Warriors are big game hunting. They've made that clear. Which makes this start fascinating. And it makes the five-game road trip fascinating because guys are playing for jobs. Guys are playing for roles. Guys are playing for positions. And if you play well, you know what? You're going to be part of this team if you can help them make a deep. That's the whole point. Joe Lincoln wants to get back into the playoffs. Dell Levy wants to get to the playoffs. Kerr and company want to get back to the playoffs and say, we're not done yet. We're not done yet. You heard Draymond Green last week on his podcast when Barry Davis said, I'm not saying we're going to win a championship, but don't let us win a freaking championship. And I'm paraphrasing there. So don't let them win a championship. And they're big game hunting. That's what they do now. This is a star-driven league, and you need stars. At least two of them.
I'm thinking about how many years Steph's got left and how the Warriors can kind of catapult themselves back and try to win that fifth one for them and overtake the amount of rings during the quote-unquote LeBron era. I mean, this is the move. I mean, this is more impactful than the Lowry marketing. This is more impactful than Paul George. I mean, this is the one. And we've been flirting with this guy for 4 years. Have we not?
Well, Warrior fans have. Warriors fans
you don't
have.
Think the Warriors have.
No, I mean, you know what time it is. I mean, I'll pull up the old tweet where I was in there. I was in the locker room. Sorry, my laptop's going crazy here. I was in the locker room. I was like, hey, Greek night, man. Giannis, do you enjoy it? It was kind of a bait, and everybody got mad. I'll get that tweet in just a second. But Steve Pfeiffer from our sister station out there at a fan in Milwaukee, hosting Wisconsin Sports Daily, Monday through Friday, 2 to 5 p.m. on the fan in Milwaukee. We'll talk to him later down the line about the Green Bay Packers, because the Niners are traveling to Lambeau Field later in the month. But we love Sparky Pfeiffer here on the Morning Roast, and he joins us courtesy of the River Islands Guest Line. All guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands Guest Line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands? River Islands in Latham. Sparky, good morning, my man. Long time no talking. We've always had our eyes on Milwaukee, and I'll just start it with this.
Hold on. You don't got to start. I'll start. First of all, y'all don't love me. Y'all love having me on to tell me about how Giannis is going to be a Warrior. Y'all haven't had me on in a while because there haven't been any Giannis rumors. As first day after there's a Giannis rumor, I hear from you all. Chasky, hey, you want to come on? Yeah, of course, sure. Y'all come on and deal with this nonsense some more. Okay, go ahead.
No, Sparky, when you heard this at Media Day, it was a very clever way of Giannis Antetokounmpo basically saying, I want out. He had this quote in The Athletic when he told them, yes, if we don't win a championship, they, being the Milwaukee Bucks, could trade me. This is the business we live in. This is the world we live in. No one is safe. At any moment, if you're not successful, it could be the end. If you don't do the job well enough, you are out. And we interpreted that saying, oh, Giannis is already putting his cards on the table saying, yeah, if we don't win, get me up out of here. How did you interpret that quote at Media Day?
That isn't deemed as factual by every athlete in every sport. What did he say? Listen, you're talking to somebody in Wisconsin. Brett Favre, oh, he's going to be here forever. All hell breaks loose, and he's gone to the Jets and then the Vikings. And, you know, I'm doing a Burn Favre jersey day and the whole deal. And then there's Aaron Rodgers. Oh, he's not like Brett. He'll be here forever. And then he ends up going right to the Jets, where he sinks. But he left, too. So, like, we're used to superstars leaving. I will say this, though, and I'm bitter. I know exactly what I'm doing. I know I'm bitter, but I swear to you, they, the national media, whatever, have been trying to move Giannis out of Milwaukee for a good 6 years or so, maybe longer than that. At every turn, I don't hear this stuff when Philly struggles and Philly gets out of the playoffs with Embiid. I don't hear any of this stuff. Curry and Golden State stink. I don't hear anybody talking about Curry maybe wanting to leave to go play with somebody else to go in. Giannis gets off to a slow start this year, and now everybody wants to talk about it. Bill Ryder, who wrote that article for CBS Sports, I had on my afternoon show yesterday. I've known Bill for a while. And if you read that article, it's executives who would be interested in Giannis that were the ones with the quotes. Well, of course they want to stir the pot and get people talking about this. Come on.
You know, it's interesting that you bring that up, because you might not be keenly aware of it, but I've had that feeling regarding Steph Curry. When they did have down years, we started to hear murmurs specifically this offseason, like, oh, I don't know, maybe he wants to go to the Lakers, and maybe he should start thinking. And I'm like, wait a minute, hold up. Just because we're not one of the blue bloods of the NBA going back into the 70s, like, because we haven't been one of the Lakers or the Knicks brands, it's like, you know, we don't want him to leave. So I understand your sensitivity to it. Believe me, I do. That being said, I want Giannis like yesterday.
Look, I've been saying on my show, and I need to confirm and make sure I'm right, but this really has a Last Dance feel to me for the Bucks. Because if really? You look, again, they're old. It's no, right? I'm not sugarcoating anything here. I mean, Brooke Lopez is old, and, you know, he's coming up at the end of his deal. Chris Middleton has an option coming up. Obviously, you know, he's going to take that because he can't stay healthy to play. So he'll take that for next year, but that doesn't mean they couldn't move him necessarily. Pat Connaughton, he hasn't done much of anything. Bobby Portis, most of the Bucks fan base wants him gone at this point, even though he's a fan favorite. They're just sick of the lack of defense and so forth. But his deal's coming up. So there's a lot here besides Giannis and Lillard that very well could change after this offseason. And then how do you replace that and build that back up around them has been a thing I've been harping on all offseason, kind of like, I don't have an issue if Doc Rivers pretty much just wants to tell the team, hey, look, this is it. Like, after this year, I'm not quite sure who's still going to be here and who's not. Not saying that they're going to trade Giannis, but they're going to have to redo the thing, him and Lillard, more than likely after this season. If that doesn't happen, I would be absolutely shocked at this point because they know they have an aging core. They've been drafting young guys. Look at their bench. They're a bunch of young guys who they took, you know, home run swings on like they did Giannis years ago. Now, obviously, different GM. This is John Horst. John Hammond obviously drafted Giannis. But, you know, they take Marjon Beauchamp, and they announced or they said yesterday via Chris Haynes that they're not picking up, you know, the extra year option on him. Why? Because he hasn't been good. When they drafted him, a lot of upside. He could do really good things. Never really developed. And then this year, they had an opportunity again to take guys that could come in and help, and they take two 18-year-olds. So, instead, well, again, those are long-term projects.
I love you, Sparky.
Hey, Sparky, I've never heard you this heated before, man. Well, you don't get this heated about the pack. I get that you're sad. Oh, man, I feel for you. I really feel for you. But why did they do, real quick, because I know Shasky's got a question about some of the Warriors' assets.
I want to ask about the new Giants GM.
But I do want to know about the Doc Rivers experience here. Adrian Griffin was 30-13. 30-13, and they got rid of him before his first, he was halfway through his first season. Doc's 19-24. Like, what were they thinking with that? What did you think was going to happen?
Giannis was coaching the team, guys. Giannis was coaching the team. It doesn't sound like Griffin knew what the heck he was doing. And that all started when Terry Stotts walked out and quit. So that was the first red flag of, you've got to be kidding me. That's not good, because that was the guy that was supposed to come in and help. Him and Joe Prunty were the two lead assistants. So when Stotts left and pretty much said, yeah, I'm out, that was a problem. And then after, if you go back and read the Athletic piece, after they got rid of Griffin, and Giannis is talking about drawing up plays and helping to run practice and all this other stuff, and, you know, struggling to sleep at night and getting ready for the game the next day, and then they get Doc, and he's like, now I can sleep at night. I don't got to worry about trying to help coach the basketball team or something like that. That's why they got rid of him. Obviously, you know, he was in above his head. Not everybody's meant to be a head coach. It is what it is.
Yeah.
But, yeah. But I understand it went backwards. People are freaking out about Doc. People are all kinds of freaking out. Zach Lowe had tweets this morning talking about the Bucks and, you know, lack of connectivity between Damian Lillard and Giannis still, and all their other issues that they have. And I get it, but I was texting with a friend last night. I said, look, I understand Doc Rivers, you know, has struggled to close in the playoffs, and they've choked and so forth. Now, there's been injuries. There's been other things that have come into it. When they hired Doc Rivers, I said, so essentially we hired Mike Budenholzer again. I go, and Budenholzer, the Bucks overcame and still won a championship. And the Celtics won a championship with Doc, you know, when he was much younger. I'm like, so maybe they can overcome Doc here. But the one thing about Doc teams are, they don't normally suck in the regular season. They're normally all pretty good regular season teams. So I'm not going to sit here and freak out and go, oh my God, they're going to miss the playoffs. Oh my God, they're going to be an eight seed. Like, I don't see how in the world it possibly gets to that level. Are they not organized and look like a mess right now? Yes. But during preseason, and they were missing Chris Middleton, Doc's flat out said that, you know, they've been pretty much focusing on defense because he didn't want to install the offense without Middleton on the floor because Middleton's such a big piece of it. So they've been delaying and delaying and delaying, and they kind of put it into the very end, and then Middleton still is on the floor. I think he's practicing still, but he's just not on the floor playing yet because they're taking with baby steps because they want to keep him healthy for the rest of the year. So I'm not as overly concerned as most Bucks fans are right now, but I think it will be okay. Now, that does not mean that, you know, they're going to go in the playoffs and win. This is the one thing the national media misses, too. Nobody wants to talk about it. You want to know why they don't win in the playoffs? You want to know why, Shasky? You want to know why?
Tell me.
Because Giannis has missed playoff games 5 of the last 6 years, including the year they went to the championship when he had that hyperextension of his knee when they were playing the Hawks in that series. And Trae Young got hurt and they ended up winning the series. He came back for the Suns and they won the finals. He's been hurt 5 of 6 years. The one year he wasn't hurt was the year they lost to the Celtics, the year after their championship, but Middleton was hurt. So, again, you aren't going to win a championship at most without one of the best players in the NBA on the floor.
Totally agree. We're talking to Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, host of Wisconsin Sports Daily, Monday through Friday on The Fan Milwaukee. Just a yes or no, because I want to ask you briefly about the Giants GM who spent a lot of time in Milwaukee. Would you take back some combination of a ton of picks and something packaged around Pajemski and Jonathan Kuminga? Does that do anything for you or Bucks fans?
I'm not there, man. I can't. I'm not there mentally yet. Yeah. Maybe, you know, try back in a while. I mean, I brought it up yesterday with the topic. Like, when are you going to be okay to start talking about possibly trading Giannis? And quite a few people were like, never. Like, I want him to retire here. I don't ever want to trade Giannis. That's never going to be okay with me. And I even threw it up because in that piece that Bill Ryder wrote, he brought up Oklahoma City Thunder. An executive didn't, but he did. And I was like, to my producer, I was like, Chet Holmgren for Giannis, do you do it? And my producer's like, nope. And I was like, huh? Okay. I'm like, but Chet Holmgren's really young and has a lot going on there and so forth. But yeah, so I mean, that came up a little bit yesterday. But yeah, it's going to have to, for me, for it to work, I want a young potential star coming back where that team, like Oklahoma City, it's stacked and want a more veteran player to push it over the top and are willing to give up that young rising star, you know, type deal. You know, that James Harden in Oklahoma City that maybe isn't getting as much run but has the potential to be a stud, you know, that's kind of what you want to try and find.
All right, so the Giants, San Francisco Giants, hired a guy who's been with the organization for a couple of years, Zach Manasian, and nobody really knows anything about him. And you look at his bio, and he spent 14 seasons with the Milwaukee Brewers, your team, under Doug Melvin. He was the youngest scouting director in Major Leagues. You know, that he was there for a lot of key actors. Acquisitions, CC Sabathia, Greinke, Josh Hader. I mean, that team was really good. Bonte and I have talked about this, and I've told him, like, I view Milwaukee in terms of how they've structured themselves. The way everyone fancies the Tampa Bay Rays, Milwaukee's right next to them in terms of constantly turning out winners and having really good young talent. Do you know anything about this guy who was with the Brewers for a long time? Like, he's our new GM for the San Francisco Giants, and I don't know enough about him.
I'm not going to sit here and tell you I know a ton about him. I will tell you this, though. If you look back at, you know, Doug Melvin and kind of how he went about things, Doug Melvin was far more old school. Yes, Doug Melvin would use analytics, you know, from time to time, but he wasn't reliant on analytics. So that staff that he had, they had a couple of analytics guys, but it wasn't like it is now in Milwaukee. You know, when David Stearns came to Milwaukee to be GM, that's from the Astros. That's when he brought in all the analytics and how to do things and how he wanted things. I mean, back in the day, Stearns, and I think it was Matt Arnold, I think both Matt Arnold now running the show for the Brewers, both would meet with Craig Council like almost after every game. They'd be down there talking about what happened in the game and lineups and this and that and really kind of micromanaging the whole thing. And then Council, Patience of a Saint, I think, would deal with all of that stuff and go back and forth. And they came to understand each other as far as how they wanted to be as an organization and the direction they wanted to go in. And that's kind of how it developed. The whole idea of how they go about scouting and drafting, again, there's a lot of analytics in that too. Spin rate and certain stuff that they look for. I don't know, as far as Manasian goes, as far as whether or not he's on that same train as these guys are, or if he is more along the lines of the Doug Melvin crew of how they used to do things. And I think the Brewers, and you brought up the Tampa Bay Rays, Matt Arnold, who's now running the show, who David Stearns hired as assistant GM when he got here, was with the Tampa Bay Rays. He hired him from Tampa Bay to come here. So you had the mindset of the Astros, who were, you know, one of the first to be all in on advanced analytics, but with decent-sized spending. And then you have the Tampa Bay version, also all in at advanced analytics, with no payroll. And you put those two guys together, both younger guys, and say, okay, let's figure it out now. And they figured it out. And not only did they figure that out, but they figured out player development with inside their organization and developing guys, you know, at each level of the minor leagues. I think that's the biggest thing. Like anybody, well, not I shouldn't say anybody. There are idiots in every sport. But I mean, most people, when you have a lot of money, can determine, oh, boy, he's really good. We should give him $30 million a year. Cool. But can you continuously develop prospects where every year you can look at AAA and go, yep, we got one or two guys there. Double A, yep, we got one or two guys there. You know, High A, yep, I got one guy there. It's Single A, I got three guys there. Can you look at every level of farm system and go, they're going to be here in 2 years, they're going to be here in 3 years, and feel good about it? A lot of organizations look around and they can't say that. They don't have as much confidence. With the Brewers, you look at that roster this year, it was filled with a bunch of young guys. Yeah, they lost in the Devin Williams home run to the Mets and it crushed the fan base. I get it. But the window is wide open. They got two or three pitchers coming. This team is going to be set for a while. But again, it's It's mostly draft picks. And the other area where they took a huge step was their international scouting. You know, when you get to international signing day, that's where they've really been cleaning up. A guy like Jackson Chourio, they get when he was like 16, you know, and now he is here in the major leagues at 20, and they give him an 8-year, $80 million extension. That's the steal of the century, yep, convincing him to sign that deal before he played a game in Major League Baseball. Like, he already is going to outplay that probably by the end of next year. So there's a lot of obviously moving parts. A lot of that was put in place by David Stearns and Matt Arnold. Mm-hmm. I'm not taking away from what Doug Melvin did. He had his own way. Doug Melvin was a big proponent of having guys with plus power at every position on the field if he could find it. He was willing to sacrifice average a little bit for plus power at every position. That's how he wanted to win, was with power. Which, again, you look at the World Series, what was that? That was all power. It was one of the biggest percentage of runs scored via the home run in the last 10 to 15 years, I think, in this World Series. So you do win with power in the playoffs. So I would expect that obviously is going to be part of it. But for me, the biggest key is minor league development, right? And then international signing. Can you make your hay by signing these kids when they're 16, 17 years old for, you know, $2, $3, $4 million or whatever else, and then having them be able to develop in your system and get them to that ceiling that they have when you sign them?
All right, Sparky, we got 30 seconds here to help with baseball right now. I brought you on to talk about the damn Milwaukee Bucks. 30 seconds or less, Damian Lillard experience. It feels like a failure out there with Damian Lillard. Right?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, sure.
That's all you got for me? Come on, Sparky. The hell with baseball right now?
Now, listen, I think there's an out here, and I was giving him the out this year. Now, this year is different, right? If he's not good this year, and right now he hasn't been outside of the first game, then that's something different. But last year, and again, I get it. Oh, I'm not going to work out in the offseason because I don't want to get hurt and possibly ruin me getting traded. Okay, fine. So he comes in out of shape. He plays. He's trying to learn a new offense. They have Terry Stotts, who coached him in Portland. Great. So we're going to run some offense. Terry Stotts walks out. Well, that wasn't good. That didn't help things. They ran no offense for him that he was running in Portland like Stotts wanted to run. So that was all out the window. It wasn't until Doc got here. Doc's like, why aren't you running stuff that you ran in Portland? I don't know. No idea. That's not what Griff wanted to do. So there was a lot of that. There was a lot of he's away from his kids. He's going through a divorce. There's child custody. There's all this other stuff. He was missing games for personal reasons, you know, throughout the season. I had to fly back to do stuff. So there was a lot of distractions for him. He was in a town for the first time in how many years? He's been in Portland his whole career. You know, that he didn't really know. He was trying to figure out, you know, different aspects of where he was going to live and all this stuff. So there was a lot of distractions. Then you get to the playoffs, and what happens? Oh, Giannis gets hurt. Oh, Dame gets hurt. And it's over, right? So now we get to the postseason, or we get to the offseason, and these two guys don't work out together. Giannis is taking all these young guys. Oh, we'll take them to Greece. We'll work out together. Then I'm going to take him here. We're going to work out together, which is fine and dandy, but these young guys haven't been developing, so that really doesn't do much for me. But there's no Lillard. And Damian Lillard was like, oh, it's not a big deal. We talked a lot. And, you know, that's what we need, you know, for the continuity and to connect on the floor and so forth. We don't physically have to be with each other playing in order for that to happen. Sounded fine then, but it doesn't look any different right now than it did last season when they were playing together. You know, this whole pick and roll thing with him and Damian Lillard, with him and Giannis, were supposed to be lethal. This was what they were supposed to run nonstop and dare somebody to stop them. They can't figure out how to run it. They have no idea what they're doing. They look like, you know, two guys that have never played basketball.
Hey, Sparky, we got to run. That's 30 seconds. You got to lend a play, Sparky. I love you. We'll call you back when the Niners come up there and kick your ass in Lambeau Field, all right? Have a good weekend, Sparky. We love you, man.
See? You all just, you know, see, you had to go out and throw a dagger on the way out. You don't love me. You keep trying to hurt my feelings.
We gave you 20 minutes.
We gave you 25. My partner asked you a baseball. I didn't know you were going to 5-minute answer on baseball on some no-name GM. We haven't known how to pronounce his name yet. Sparky, good to talk to you. Thanks for joining us on short notice.
Hey, let's see what happens. All right, buddy. I'll see
you. All right, guys. Sparky on the River. More coming up, brought to you by Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
Dub Nation, it's Lindy Waters. You're listening to The Morning Roast with Bonte Hill and Joe Shasky on 95.7 The Game. Take it away, Bonte.
Oh boy, Lindy! Man, I like this Warriors team. Pods. Pods was on with Willard the Dibs yesterday. Look, I want to make myself clear. When it comes to Giannis, we'll see how it plays out. And we'll see what the Warriors do if it comes down to that. And I'm sure Joe Lacob's listening, and I'm sure Mike Dunleavy's listening, and they're out there putting their feelers out there.
I'm not going to sugarcoat it.
I could do a sugarcoat job, but I'm not going to sugarcoat it. So right now, I love where the Warriors are at. I think they're in a great spot with this young core. And let's see what happens over the next 20. Let's see what happens on this five-game road trip. You know, Milwaukee, that situation will play itself out. But boy, you heard from Sparky right there. And he was triggered. I mean, he's giving us five-minute answers on the GM we have no idea about.
All I asked was, do you know anything about him? I believe the core of the question.
Even when you asked it, I said, gosh, why'd you do it?
Well, he was there for 15 years.
Yeah, you know.
What do you mean, why did I ask?
Get your takes off on a Giants GM. We're talking Bucks and Dame and Giannis.
But if you have a Milwaukee guy on, and that's where the guy cut his teeth as the youngest player developmental guy of all time. Like
Sparky said, I don't really know who this guy is.
Well, that's all he had to say.
Nobody knows. Nobody knows player development guy. Oh, man. So give me your takes on the Giants GM. I want to take on the Giants GM now.
Well, I mean, like, I think that anybody who's triggered one way or the other, like, we just don't know. It's obviously a wait-and-see approach.
Is anybody triggered on this move?
Well, no, I'm saying, like, if you're thrilled and over the top, like, okay, I'd love to hear why. And if you're angry, it's like, oh, okay, how can you even be angry? We don't even really know who he is. I did a deep dive, and there's an article written by Bob Nightingale about 4 or 5 years ago because his brother is the GM of the Angels. Basically, his father was a clubhouse guy for the Texas Rangers, and they've got stories as a family going back to, like, fetching Will Clark stuff in the clubhouse and whatnot. And so they're very well respected amongst baseball people. And Zach, who is the guy who's going to be taken over here.
What's his last name?
I think it's Manasian. I don't want to mispronounce it and disrespect him.
I think it's Manasian.
Manasian, okay.
I'm going to leave that alone. We'll call him Zach. Bobby Valentine, by the way, sent a big congratulations on Twitter and said he's one of the best baseball minds out there.
Well,
known him since he was born.
Tommy Lasorda, when he passed away, they were pallbearers of the funeral. And so, like, his brother's been running the Angels, and I watched his brother on MLB Network multiple times last year during the winter meetings. And, you know, they were pressing him hard about Mike Trout and everything like that. And seems to be a really well-respected guy. And a lot of people were saying, like, had the Angels been sold, whoever took over would want to retain Perry because he's a very well-liked guy, and he does a really good job with the media. But point that I'm going at is that Zach was very influential in the Brewers for a long time. This is who the Giants got. And the Brewers aren't going to be a team that pops to everyone. Most people are like, the Brewers? Like, but if you look up, the Brewers have been successful for like 20 years. They're always in the mix, and they never have a high payroll. So this seems to be a guy that really understands baseball. And to his point that Sparky brought up, they love power across the board. And they've done a really good job just replenishing talent over the years. And they're old school. So I'm ready to see what happens here.
Look, I don't know who this guy is. I hope he does well. I hope he knows what he's doing. But it does, when I see Bobby Valentine, former manager in Major League Baseball, most notably with the New York Mets, he says he's one of the best baseball minds out there. Known him since he was born. It just kind of, it triggers me, because when Farhan Zaidi got hired, he's one of the brightest baseball minds in baseball. He's one of the brightest minds. He's got one of the best baseball minds. We always hear this. He's got one of the best baseball minds. I don't really care about that stuff no more. I don't care if you got a good... I would assume that any GM that gets hired in Major League Baseball has a pretty good baseball mind. They've gone through the ranks, scouting, development. Hopefully they just didn't do it analytically and on a spreadsheet. I would assume that they have a bright baseball mind. Just like any GM in football, I would assume that, hey, he's a pretty bright guy. That's why he got the job. He's got a good mind. Now, can he attract free agents? Can he help develop this farm system? Can he help expedite the development of this farm system? Can they put a team on the field next season that can compete in the NL West? That's all I really care about. That's all I really care about at this point. So I kind of scoff at, like, bright baseball mind. That's well, like, just, I've that's heard this thing before. We say. Yeah, it's a cliche thing. And I'm just like, that's not a selling point to me. You know?
I think one selling point that I like is that if you look at around the Bay Area right now, the people that have been successful are kind of like sport lifers. Shanahan. He was birthed into the sport of football, right? Before he was even able to run around, his dad has been a coach since day one, and it's the family business. I look at Mike Dunleavy currently, who's running out. It doesn't mean that you have to have this, and you could still fail with this, but it does, you know, give you a path to it. Mike Dunleavy's dad has been doing this for his whole life.
He's born into it.
Obviously, he did it for his whole life. It feels like this is the family business for them. So that encourages me. You know, this isn't just something that he picked up, you know, at some point. This clearly is a passion. And that doesn't mean that he can't, you know, fail. I mean, anyone could fail.
How about this? Bobby Valentine joining Willard and Dibbs today.
Oh.
Wow. What a gift by Lucas Alexander, our director of sports. So we'll see about this new GM hire. If anybody wants to call in, 888-957-9570. Does anybody even know who he is? Does it pop off the screen for you? Are you excited about this move? But the Giants finally have their GM, Zach. We'll figure out how to pronounce his name correctly here.
Manasian.
Jr. Yep.
You know how Bonte has king tails? I have a couple squire tails. I've actually run into him a few times. Really nice guy. I don't want to get too deep into it.
It'd be Squire stories, by the way.
Yeah, Squire. There you go. There you go.
Or you can go Jester's jokes.
I like that. I like that. Seemed like a nice guy. You know, I'm willing to give him a chance. But like the way I look at this,
well,
like,
we have no choice.
Exactly. Of course we got no choice. You know, of course we have no choice.
I have no choice.
So you might as well like let's see where this goes.
I don't know. I haven't seen or heard from what people triggered about the GM. And I think that is due to know that I think that's due to the fact that Buster Posey's on top of the throne. He's your president of baseball operations. And I think people see Buster Posey, okay, he's part of the process here. Giants fans trust Buster Posey no matter what, without him doing a damn thing yet.
It's the credibility with the exception, we talked about.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So Buster Posey being there, I haven't heard one iota about people who scoff at the new hire with the GM. I haven't seen anything like that. So I think people will give him a chance. And I think right now Giants fans are still saying, whew, they got rid of Farhan Zaidi.
Well, and I guess the number one thing that I saw against Zach is that he was one of the first hires of Farhan Zaidi. And I'm thinking, I don't know if I should hold that against him. So, like, they're saying, like, oh, he comes from his regime. He came from outside the organization.
Yeah, I don't.
So, I think we owe it to them to just give him a fresh start, and let's just see where this goes.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one. All right, back to Giannis here for a second. Back to Giannis, because the Bucks are 1-4, and the Warriors are about to enter a five-game, or head on the road today for a five-game road trip. And it starts in Houston, who beat the Dallas Mavericks last night. They beat our boy Klay Thompson, held him to just 8 field goal attempts. Luka was off. Luka came out the game.
What are we doing?
Luka was gunning, and I was like, oh, bad Luka showed up today. Bad Luka showed up, and he was gunning. And look, he's not in shape right now. You can just tell. He's using the first month or two of the season to get in shape. That's Luka. He admits it, I think. But they got rolled yesterday by the Rockets, man. The Rockets held their own. So this is going to be an interesting game tomorrow night with Dylan DeVille and Fred VanVleet. Shea Goons playing very good basketball. Tony Eason off the bench is an athletic big. Jabari Smith Jr., we know about him. He can handle the ball. One of those stretch fours, stretch threes. So, look, this is going to be a tough game tomorrow. Warrior fans, 888-957-9570. The Giannis conversation, we can still talk about that. What's your thoughts on the Giannis situation? Obviously, everybody would. I would love to hear from a Warrior fan who wouldn't want Giannis Antetokounmpo. If you just want to stay the course with this roster right now, would you want to stay the course with this roster? I want to see this roster through for at least the first 25 games. I want to see what we have first. Because what if Kuminga is a star? And all of a sudden, he pops off the screen. Well, you know what? I just roll with that.
What if Kuminga is a star? That's a very, that's a loaded question.
What if? What if he's a star?
Well, okay, then let me ask you this one then. While Steph Curry is here, can you envision Jonathan Kuminga making the leap to a 22-point-a-game score, which is very difficult. I'm not saying this flippantly.
He was at 16 points last year, but I look at it from January 1st when he started getting consistent minutes. He was at 20.
Okay.
He was at 20 from January 1st on.
Maybe I'm splitting hairs. Can we get?
I mean, but you want like that impact 25. I know he's going to be a bucket. 25
is tough. Like that's, you're talking like top 12 guys in the league. You know what I mean? Like
you're,
so
playing,
that's why
you're playing 12 guys. And it's not only just the points, though. I think we get so caught up in the offense defensively where he's at. Is he locking down dudes on the perimeter? Is he grabbing more rebounds? Is he running the floor well? The last two games against the Pelicans, I thought he held his own. I thought he was the better player than Brandon Ingram. And they're thinking about paying Brandon Ingram over $200 million. Kuminga borderline punked Ingram in the last two nights at Chase Center. Punked him. I mean, just did what he wanted to do. And I've seen this before against Brandon Ingram with Kuminga a couple seasons ago. So, Kuminga's playing well. You got Pods playing well. So, but I want to know what Warrior fans want to see in this road trip here. Other than winning games, what are you looking forward to on this road trip if they are fully healthy with Stephen Curry?
I'm very interested to see how their rotation of bigs can continue to build on what we've seen early on in the season. You know, there were a couple of flat games for TJD where it just, you know, whatever, like it didn't feel like it was clicking, and then all of a sudden, boom, he pops, and I felt like they made it a point of emphasis to kind of get him the ball. Like, can Looney sustain what he's got going? I'm looking at the West as a whole, and I'm like, you're going to need these bigs at some point. There's obviously Joker, and there's obviously going to be the Anthony Davis matchup that's going to be staring you in the face at some point. And then you look at what, you know, Dallas, who you referenced earlier, they've got two bigs that can run the floor and are really... You know, they're kind of more lob threat, dunk threats, but that's what gives them kind of fits right now. You got Wemby that you're going to have to see at some point. So I know we're obsessed about scores. I'm very worried about the bigs, just as we start seeing some of these other matchups play. Yep. Like Şengün's a great example. Like
Şengün's tough.
He's a very skilled player. Who's guarding him?
Well, it'd be TJD and it'd be Looney.
You don't think Dre?
Three guys right there.
Yeah,
you may get a little slow-mo. Although I don't know how physical slow-mo can get with Şengün, but you may get slow-mo on him at times. But it'd be obviously be the rotating three here with Looney, TJD, and Draymond Green. That's on Şengün. Şengün's a tough player. Then you got Jalen Green. Now you got the perimeter. That's why it's important to get D'Anthony Melton, Andrew Wiggins, and Kuminga, like, they got to defend Jalen Green. He's an explosive two-guard who really came on late last season under Ime Udoka. It's going to be a fun road trip. 888-957-9570 is the number. 888-957-9570 is the number. I guess we can do shameless shout-outs next hour because we had Sparky on and kind of derailed everything here with Sparky. Not derailed the show, but, you know, we had him on and we kind of pushed a break back here. So we can't do shameless shout-outs. Somebody's asking here, 510, we're going to do shameless shout-outs today. Go ahead, shout-out. If you got some shout-outs here, we can get that rolling over the next 30 minutes here. Spinotti, what you got?
We pivoted. We didn't panic.
Yeah.
So that's what we're doing, right?
We pivoted.
We're reacting to new information.
Ariel Palo Alto, I want to hear from him.
Hi, Ariel.
What's going on, man? You're on the roast.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Hey. So, real quick, I just know, Bonte, you asked kind of what we're waiting to see from the Warriors. I just want to see where kind of the past and the future kind of meet in the middle. You know, Pods has definitely shown he's that type of player that he can fit in pretty much our system. Kuminga has been playing great. You know, I want to keep him. You know, I really hope he sticks around. But, you know, he has to kind of show that patience, you know. Like, his game is developing great, you know. I really want him to stay. But, yeah, that's what I'm waiting for. Thank you, guys.
What do you think about that?
The patience? I mean, does he mean offensively the patience? I feel like he's actually shown a level of patience because he's been more willing to pass the ball and pass up certain shots. I do think that the three-point thing's kind of in his head now, like that the team wants to shoot more threes, and his shot don't look great right now. It's kind of flat. You're going to have streaks throughout the year, you know, but I think the path for him to start feeling it from beyond the arc is putting pressure on the rim.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no doubt. And look, man, I think it's five games in. The shot will come around. But just getting your game right in the offensive flow, running the floor, going to the rim, putting pressure on the rim, that's what I want to see right now for Jonathan Kuminga. How about this? 415, Comcast Business Sex Line. Very interesting. No, no, no. His name is No, No, No. He always texts us. In my opinion, Warriors ought to not sell their farm depth for Giannis Antetokounmpo. Warriors stay the course with their squad and then acquiring a poor man's Bogut for less than $15 million along the way is best for this team. 888-957-9570. Do you want to sell the farm for Giannis Antetokounmpo? I'm kind of with, right now, with no. I want to stay the course. I want to stay the course. And, you know, the Bogut situation, when they traded Monte Ellis for Bogut, originally, and he didn't even play after the trade, you're thinking, oh, boy, he got Bogut. Is he damaged goods? Bogut was probably the best defensive center the Warriors have had under Steve Kerr. He was excellent. Draymond Green and Bogut together were unbelievable. So a poor man's Bogut on his roster? I kind of like your line, your thought process there. No. Right now, I'm kind of with you. I kind of want to stay the course here.
Well, I mean, but the other element of Bogut was the passing. He was an elite passer. So it's hard to find over 7-footer, nasty and as physical as Bogut, and who also had the ball skills. I don't know. I think it's easy to say, like, find that guy. Like,
no,
who?
But it's the thought, though. Yeah, no doubt it's hard to find a guy like that. I don't think he's saying that at all. Like, yeah. Hey, they just grow on trees. Superstars don't grow on trees. Shooters don't grow on trees. You obviously got to dig a little deeper and find that guy. But I like that thought process of, if we could find somebody similar to Bogut, I would rather go that route. And then let's evaluate the situation. But I'm kind of with them in terms of, let's stay the course right now. Everybody's having fun with the Warriors. Pods was just on the show yesterday. I love where Pods' game is at. He had a hell of a game the other night against the Pelicans. Jonathan Kuminga's coming around and showing tremendous professionalism. Andrew Wiggins is coming out of the gate. Boom, he's balling. Buddy Hield is taking his region by storm and making a sort of forget about the yesteryears of Klay Thompson. So selling the farm now, Uncle Gene, he's with no. He doesn't want to sell the farm. So who wants to sell the farm? We talk about this all the time. Do you want to trade all the depth for Giannis Antetokounmpo? Do you want to go star hunting here or keep the depth and try to find cheaper options that fit this team? Because it is about fit. We're learning that, man. You can't just throw anybody in this. Kelly Oubre Jr. on line one. Don't you go get an athletic playmaker? Nah, it doesn't always work out for you.
Okay. We also have, I mean, Giannis to Oubre. That's
No, I'm not comparing the two, Shaska. I'm just talking about the fit. Say, we just can't throw athletic players and just bring a player because he's got his, like, everybody wanted Zach LaVine. How was Zach LaVine fit in the system?
But those are all, like, very lesser players.
No, I understand that.
Giannis
I understand that. But obviously, Damian Lillard is a superstar, right?
I doubted
it. And obviously, he's not working
in Milwaukee. I doubted his status as a superstar.
But a lot of people didn't think that. They thought, my God, the pick and roll. Sparky just said it. The pick and roll with Giannis and Dave, it's going to be unstoppable. Actually, he's been very guardable.
Well, Dame can't play without the ball, you know? And so anyway, look, there's a variety of things.
Look, I can't believe this. 5-1-0, it's a hard pass for me. Want to see this roster through. Giannis' best days are behind him. Now, I don't know about that. But a lot of people are having fun with this roster right now. Now, maybe it changes after the 5-game road trip. Maybe it changes.
I'm trying to think the last time a team traded for, like, a bona fide superstar. And it worked out.
Anthony Davis.
That's the one, right?
And even they had their shortcomings.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah, they've also won a championship, and they also
and they've gone to a conference finals, and then that's but that's about it. I mean, not.
I think it's been quite successful.
It's been successful no matter what because they won a title.
That's one situation.
That's one though.
Okay,
and you had the greatest player of all time potentially with them in LeBron James. So
we'll see about Cat in New York, and we'll see about Randall and DiVincenzo in Minnesota. Kyrie so far is working out in Dallas. Has Kevin Durant for Brooklyn and Phoenix worked out yet?
No, it's been underwhelming.
Very underwhelming. Bridges going to Brooklyn.
I don't think he's even close to the star, but the big man that the Celtics traded for a couple years ago. Come on.
Al Horford?
No, the big tall guy. The shooter. Come on. He was hurt at the finals last year.
Porzingis.
Thank you. And they got Jrue Holiday. I mean, that's a pretty damn good trade.
Good trade.
I wouldn't call him a superstar, but he's the type of player. Like, that was an unbelievable trade for them. Unbelievable.
How many losses over the road trip would you guys consider a bad versus good road trip? Well, it depends how they lose, if they do lose. How does it look? How does it look? I think that's important. That's the question I have. How does it look? So what if they go into Boston and lose by 5 and it's a late game, you know, they hit some free throws, but it's a nip and tuck game all the way through. I would feel good about that loss.
They just got to stack wins. If they can go 2 and 3, I think that would be a big win for me on this road trip. Big win.
Interesting. Warriors could pick up Steven Adams as our poor man's big. He's with Houston right now.
He's really old.
He's getting up there. How old is Steven Adams?
I feel like he's been in the league a long time. He also
31.
31 years old.
Wow.
Yeah, I think he's one of those guys because he's been around for so long, we think he's way older than he is.
It's like George Clooney.
He's been hurt the last 50. Couple of years, so you forgot about him.
Yeah, he's looked 50 for the last 50 years, and so like he still looks young.
The king-size Kiwi?
He's only 31.
He's only 31 years old.
That's incredible.
See his box out he had? He just threw Wemby the other day? Yes. Just threw him out of the way.
He's... That Memphis series, I could take game six. My vantage point from the tunnel in that series, I say, wow, this is grown man basketball. Like, this was like Wiggins and Looney, Adams, Clark. I mean, it was like, wow. Like, you had to be a grown-ass man to play that basketball game. And the Warriors outlasted the Grizzlies. But the physicality that was displayed, because Steven Adams, man, tried to box him out. Uh-huh. And the fact that Looney was able to grab 20-plus rebounds in that basketball game, it's like, damn. That was like going back to the hood. We're not calling fouls. We're just going to box out. If you can't handle it, then get off the damn court.
We used to play a game at night where on the Covey and Shasky late night show called The Magical Quest. And if you were going to go on a magical quest with athletes around the world, who would be a part of your like super team to win this magical quest to go, you know, take on the world and all the monsters and everything? And Haloti Ngata and Steven Adams were on my team.
Haloti Ngata, shout out to him, Oregon Duck.
You're telling me Steven Adams wouldn't be perfect on a magical quest?
Yeah.
He absolutely would be.
All right, 888-957-9570. Bonte
does not know what I'm talking about.
I'll just try to get to his report. You just keep talking.
It's time for the injury report.
That really hurt. Mm.
Brought to you by Boxer and Gerson, Northern California's premier workers' compensation law firm, helping injured workers get their lives back for over 40 years.
Macklin Celebrity. Sharks are getting healthy, folks, after winning 3 games in a row, beating the Blackhawks last night. I've been trying to circle the calendar to find a date to go down to the Sharks game. Sharks game, you ever been to a Sharks game?
Of course I have.
When's the last time you've been to a Sharks game?
Oh, probably like 5 or 6 years ago.
Oh, man, you got to get
down
there.
It's been a long time.
You have to get down there. Man, Warrior fans, would you want to sell the farm for Giannis? 888-957-9570. Dude, I'm on this, man. I'm 888-957-9570. Do you want to make a deal for Giannis, man? Do you want to sell the farm? I think Warrior fans are filling this roster, and I'm with them. I want to see this thing through instead of going star hunting all the time. I didn't want Paul George. I didn't want marketing. You know what? Let's make it 3 for 3. I may not want Giannis on this roster, but I just may not.
I mean, you also have to bake in that, like, at the end of this year, let's say Kuminga gets a $35 million contract or a $40 million contract from somewhere else. Like, you're going to have to match that, right? Yeah. So, like, it's not just like, hey, he's making a little bit of money this year. Like, let's stay the course.
Sign
you also have to make a decision on
sign and trade. Sign and trade. Sharks rookie, number one overall pick. Macklin Celebrity returned to team activities after nearly 3 weeks on IR with a lower body injury. No date has been set for his return to game action, but the Sharks are hot. They're red hot. Watch out for the Sharkies. Beating up on the Blackhawks last night. What a win for them. 3 in a row. Injury report brought to you by Boxer and Gerson, Northern California's premier workers' compensation law firm, helping injured workers get their lives back for over 40 years. What is coming up in the game? Brought to you by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises. 888-957-9570. Warrior fans, where are you at with Giannis? And how excited are you for this upcoming 5-game road trip? Want to get into that as well here on The Morning Roast.